Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. Today, we're going to talk about a serious topic that is affecting millions. Insomnia is a growing problem. People are not sleeping well. It is interfering with their health and lives. Today, I explain how insomnia can be helped with lymphatic system detoxification. I have a really unique perspective on insomnia, and once you understand how it's about toxicity and your lymphatic system really not working effectively, you'll have much better control over how you are sleeping. So when you're not sleeping well, you're basically overly acidic and toxic, and I have seen this over and over and over again. I'm going to explain the importance of balancing the body's pH, which is your acid or alkaline level, and improving lymph flow, something we really don't think about, to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help individuals improve how they feel and sleep. I'm the author of An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. My book was published 11 years ago, and it explained the problem of missense of the lymphatic system. Well, today, that system is still missed in medicine. Even though there's a lot more research on it, we don't understand how to use it. And I've been using this system for 24 years to help people improve their lives. So you can either wait decades and wait and see what happens and wait for this information to trickle down for you, or you can take charge of your health and learn about the lymphatic system now. Understanding this information that we're basically toxic, I developed work called lymph practic. Like chiropractic for your back, lymph practic is for your lymphatic system. When we activate the lymphatic system, we improve every system in the body, and your life changes. I understand missense of the lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment system, that everyone really needs to understand. When you contact me, whether you come to see me for lymph practic in Scottsdale, Arizona, or contact me for coaching, your health will change, I promise. So what is insomnia? It's also known as sleeplessness. It's a sleep disorder where people have trouble sleeping, right? They may have some people will have difficulty falling asleep, and some people will go to sleep and wake up in 2 or 3 hours and not be able to go back to bed. But it really is, to me, about toxicity. Now, when you don't sleep, what happens the next day? You're tired, you're falling asleep at work, you're irritable, you might be depressed. So when we're not sleeping, that may even be the cause of a lot of vehicle collisions. And people may not be able to focus as well if they haven't had a good night's sleep. Again, when we sleep, our brain cleans itself. This has been proven. And there are many conditions that can, you know, sort of result in insomnia. From psychological stress, chronic pain, heart failure, hypothyroidism, heartburn, restless leg syndrome. And really, a lot of medications can make us not sleep. And, of course, there's caffeine, nicotine, alcohol, right? And even sleep apnea, something my wife's been telling me, you know, I should go for a sleep apnea test. I'm not interested. I sleep well. I believe that when we are not sleeping, we basically have a toxic brain. And recent research has shown that the majority of the cerebrospinal fluid must leave through the lymphatic system. That was just found in the brain in 2015, right? They just found a direct lymph-brain connection a few years ago. Before that, they never thought that there was a lymph system in the brain. So if we know that the lymph system is meant to clean our body, now it's meant to clean our brain. And when we become slightly acidic, the lymph system becomes sluggish or slows, then we become toxic. And so we're not sleeping. We don't even think that we're toxic. It's really crazy. But most of our health problems are really due to toxicity, about cellular waste building in your body. I can tell you, once in a while, I do have a little bit of insomnia. But typically, it's just after I do a couple of Epsom salt baths, because I'm making myself more toxic, and that's what I'm going to talk about in a minute. When the body is overly acidic, lymph flow can slow or stop. We have to really understand that. This allows cellular waste to build anywhere in the body. And when it builds in the brain, it interferes with cerebrospinal fluid, leaving the brain. And that's how the brain cleans itself. My experience with hundreds of clients going through three consecutive days, and I don't do this much anymore. I only do this after I really put people through 3 or 4 weeks. If they still have a problem, I'll put them through 3 days. But we've already had a few weeks of cleaning them. When I did this 2 decades ago, I put people through. I learned that we were full of waste, that we were acidic. And I said, come on in. I want to see what happens when I move your lymphatic system 3 days in a row. People had more insomnia. They had more digestive issues. They had more depression. They had more aggressiveness. And I saw this over and over and over again. It was by the second day they had their worst sleep problems. I told them, listen, make sure you go to bed with a book. I got so used to it. But then the next day they were better. They were tired, but they were better. Because whenever you improve your health, you have to understand, you are first removing waste. And when I move your lymphatic system, that is very efficient at removing waste from the body and the brain. So at first, that waste doesn't just go to the garbage. It has to float through the body to go through the systems of elimination. And that can take a day or two, depending on how well your system is working. So we have to understand there's a direct lymph-brain connection. So if your lymphatic system isn't working, and you can tell your body may be a little tight, you feel congested, and you may be fatigued. The lymphatic system helps to reabsorb and remove from the tissue cellular waste made up of parts of cells, immune cells, fats, and other debris. When the body becomes overly acidic, lymph flow can slow or stop. That's really, we have to keep on thinking about that, because we spend $50 billion a year on antacids and Prilosec, and we don't even think about it when it comes to not sleeping. So there is a direct connection between acid in your body and not being able to sleep. So to help sleep, you should balance your pH, right? pH is the level of acid or alkaline in your body. We want to be neutral, about 7. And we want to improve the lymphatic system because we have to do both. That's my key for every health problem, really, not just insomnia. For almost every health problem out there, the first 2 steps you have to do is change your pH and activate your lymphatic system. Because when we become acidic, our lymphatic system and microcirculation becomes constricted, and now we don't flow lymphatically or in our blood circulation as well. And that's why so many people are on blood thinners and Coumadin. So it really is key to understand the lymphatic system's role in keeping us less toxic. So before I tell you what you can do to help your sleep, let me explain how I can help you in my office for sessions of lymphpractic work I developed after learning the work of 3 world-renowned doctors and from other people. I do it in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's a fully closed session, and I can tell you from the first session, you will feel very different. I've done this for many years, over and over again. When I activate your lymphatic system, I guarantee you will feel different. It's not a magic cure, but over a few sessions, I promise you will feel better. And if you don't live here in Arizona, I coach people all over the place. Right now I'm talking to somebody in Tel Aviv. I just spoke to somebody in British Columbia, Spain. All over the place I reach people. It's very easy with Skype, and most people actually have phones with international nowadays. So my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, really explains how an acidic pH can congest the lymphatic system, allowing you to unknowingly fill with cellular waste and toxicity and lead to many of your health problems, including insomnia. Most people that come to me for more serious problems, but they all are not sleeping well. So within a few sessions, they feel better overall, and they begin to start sleeping well. And remember, it's not just about me working on your body. You have to learn simple things that you can do every day to improve everyday detoxification. Because we get toxic every day. I'm not a perfect person. I don't eat vegetables all the time and drink just water. You know, I like to enjoy myself. Once in a while, I'll have. The other night, I had white rice. That's what was available. That's what I had. Did I like it? No, I felt a little more acidic the next day from it. Right now, we're all very acidic and don't realize that the foods we eat are really affecting us. And it's not about being perfect, because I know many vegetarians who are very acidic and having eczema or digestive issues or sleep problems. So it's more about learning how to balance, putting in place steps that help you improve everyday lymphatic system detoxification. And a lot of that has to do with just being aware of what you're eating, what you're consuming. Diet plays a really large role. Look at what foods you eat. Are they acid-forming or alkaline-forming in the body? I'll give you a hint. Most fruits and vegetables are alkaline-forming, and most proteins and sodas and coffee, beer, wine, pasta, bread is acid-forming. So we have to start eating a lot more fruits and vegetables. Limit grains and red meat. I mean, there are two books talking about how grain brain and wheat belly, how they are affecting our health dramatically. So, again, save it for when you really want to have a treat. That's when you want to have your grains. Do you take medications? And most people miss this. Many medications deplete magnesium. I'm going to talk about this in my upcoming virtual course, adding to the need to balance. I mean, some people take 5 to 6 medications. I've seen people up to 14 medications. And those really debilitate your health. Are you drinking enough water with minerals? We need to drink 1/2 ounce to 3/4 ounce per pound of body weight. Water is really our master detox, what flushes our body. And we need to be drinking mostly water. If you drink coffee or tea or alcohol, then you're depleting water and you need to add more water to your diet. Add some products that buffer acid in the body. The stores are full of them. Magnesium, baking soda, green drinks. Find a sleep formula with valerian root and passion flower. Both have been shown over decades to be shown to help relax and improve sleep. Melatonin is a hormone that is produced by the pineal gland in animals and regulates sleep and wakefulness. Now, when you take this, there's a 5 milligram and a 10 milligram. Be careful. You don't want to take the 10 milligram on a daily basis. That's more for just occasional sleep problems, you know, a few days, a week or two. But when you're having chronic, you want to take the 5 milligram. You may want to increase levels of gamma-aminobutyric acid. That's GABA for short. Its principal role is reducing neuronal excitability through the nervous system, so it's going to relax you. And, of course, we talked about magnesium is so important. There's a product called Natural Calm that many people take before sleep. And when they take it before sleep, it knocks them out. It's like a drug. Some people have to be careful and try it at first because some people take it and it gives them energy. So find out what magnesium does for you, but it really does relax the body, calms the mind, and can make you sleep better. Now, we want to take systemic enzymes. Systemic enzymes help chemical reactions in your body work better. And about the age of 29, our systemic enzymes start to wean off. The body produces less or sends out less. And we need systemic enzymes for chemical reactions and to break down waste in our body that may be clogging our lymphatic system. Epsom salt baths. Not every night. People take Epsom salt baths every night. That's too much. It's dehydrating. I've seen it actually crack people's lips, and that is too much. So I suggest 2 or 3 times a week, have a little time in between, and you can take a bath every night, but not with Epsom salt or even with baking soda. You want to give your body a chance. Try taking deep breaths, not too much, 10, 15 breaths. Move your shoulders, relax your neck before going to bed. Don't just fall into bed. And lymphatic sessions, finding someone who can do some lymphatic work. I put you through a few sessions that makes your body feel more restored after a few sessions. I'm improving oxygen to your cells. I'm removing cellular waste. You feel more open. People feel tingling when I work on them. And most importantly, they get euphoric and they get very relaxed during the session. And over a few weeks, we create a tsunami through your body. And you see tsunamis, they pick up trucks and cars and buildings. We're going to do the same thing and clean your brain and your organs and your blood vessels in your body. And you feel different. The proof is in the pudding. I promise you'll feel much better. If you need an acid-alkaline food chart, you know, it's on my homepage at osipinskihealthacademy.com. You can get there by healthylymphsystem.com. If I can help you understand how to help how you feel and think, contact me at osipinskihealthacademy.com for a free consultation. And again, you want to also look at how, you know, don't use your phone before you go to bed. Dim lights. No alcohol before you go to bed. And don't stimulate yourself by thinking. Relax your mind for about an hour before going to bed. You'll see a big difference. The next show will be on how migraines can be helped with lymphatic system detoxification, a big problem for many people. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.